Power Play. Here's your host, C. Williams.
Rocking the streets of Vegas, feeling good. 3 o'clock standing tall here on this Monday. Seed Williams. Ari, he's got the dishes, the ones and twos. Mike Q, he's got Facebook Live. Actually, it is Facebook, LVSportsNetwork.com for the first time. Yeah, popping a cherry on a new Facebook. I like that. First in, second in, last out. A lot to get to today. Special guest. He is a basketball guru and big time here in this city and across the country. Ken Thompson, he's going to join us about 15 minutes from now. Talk some college basketball. We're going to tear it up. Look at all the different teams, his last four in, his last four out. What's going on with the Mountain West? Of course, the WCC. They're over at the Orleans. Plenty of college basketball all over the city and throughout the country. And the Rebels, a 5 seed finally. What about the draw? Not a good one. San Diego State, a team. To my recollection, I don't believe they've ever beaten San Diego State in the tournament. So they're going to have to do that this week come Thursday if they're going to make it. So we'll see what happens. Also, we'll get up in your face. You're probably wondering about all the good. Take a look around the room. Mike, show it to him. All the good lingerie. And you see all the undies and the bra, the shoes, the stilettos. Paying a tribute today to Victoria's Secret. They're closing. I can't believe it. I got all this gear here. Look at this. What are your thoughts about it, Ari?
That's almost as surprising what's going on in the studio right now. I didn't know that they were closing.
Yeah, what?
Now it all makes sense. Yeah, I guess I don't have my pulse on my finger on the pulse.
I'm a pervert, so I'm up on that stuff.
Sure.
I don't miss it.
I am too. I missed that one. Didn't get the memo.
So I pulled some of the girls' the stalker stuff and Monica the mannequin. I got their gear in here in honor of Victoria's Secret closing the doors. And that comes on the heels of, who was it, Kmart, JCPenney's. Today is Payless. Sears, all these other stores closing. I don't care about all the other ones, but Victoria's Secret? Let's get busy with the hit list, brother. Let's get you started. Antonio Brown and the Raiders, because they come hand in hand here. And listen, I ripped John Gruden, I believe rightfully so, for the way he handled things with Khalil Mack. Not so much that he got rid of the best defensive player. You could say Donald's number one, number two, 1A, whatever. But it's the way he did it. He said the guy didn't want to play here. Well, no, that's not true. He wanted to play there, but for more money. But when you look at things, the way it's set up now with the Raiders, in the first 35 picks of the NFL draft, not one, not two, not three, four picks in the first 35. They got the number four pick, 24-27, and in the second round, they get the third. Damn! Okay, some of the other moves, Antonio Brown, he signed a 3-year $54 million contract, $30 million of it up front. But then they picked up from the Patriots offensive lineman Trent Brown. He signed a 4-year $66 million deal. And so this dude is flexible. You can move him from the left tackle to the right tackle. They're going to put him on the left tackle to take care of that blind spot for the QB. But then they have offensive lineman Colton Miller, who they're going to move from the left side to the right side. So the Raiders are getting loaded, but they need to make sure that Jay Cook is re-signed. They got to get Jared Cook. They got to make sure they extend his contract. He's their best weapon other than Antonio Brown now. But Brown got what he wanted. See, and this right here is the way it works now for players. In the NBA, you got power teams, okay, super teams, where a guy can basically talk to another guy that he may hang out with during the offseason. Hey, yo. And you come on out and hang in South Beach, man. We could get this thing done, grab these rings, pick up the coins and the trophy on the way. If you do that as a coach, of course, it's tampering. But players can do that, and they make their own teams. Curry admitted he went out and got KD. He recruited him. And they got him in there, and it's worked out for him. They're about to three-peat, so it appears. Then you have a situation in Major League Baseball where there's not much of that going on. It's all for yourself, but you get paid pretty well. But in football, you have none of that. You can't do any of that at all in football. You're on your own. We saw what happened with Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell basically got pushed out by his offensive lineman. Oh, we don't want him here if he doesn't want to be here. You don't do that. It's an unwritten rule. You don't talk about a guy's woman or his money. And when you're talking about a contract being renegotiated or extended, whatever, that's his money. You can't go there. They did that. So the Steelers lost their two best players, Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. And all they got back for it was a third, fifth, and a compensatory fifth for Le'Veon because he left. Okay? So in the end, they just basically let their two best go and got nothing back for it, unless you want to consider those threes and fives or three and fives something big. I don't think it's that significant for what you gave up. You know, I know Antonio Brown is 30. Le'Veon is, I believe, 26, and he'll find a place someplace, and he'll be just fine. But the Raiders looking pretty good right now. And just looking at the way the numbers fall for them, God bless them. And they're going to be the Vegas Raiders pretty soon. We all in with that, folks. All right, onto the ice. The Vegas Golden Knights here in the Stone Age, ever since they got stoned, they were winning. They lost 6-3, I believe that final was, against the Flames last night up at Saddle Dome. But Eric Halla, he last year was second on the team with 29 goals. He injured himself back in November against Toronto. Blew out a knee, so he's been on a, off ice. But over the weekend, and this is pretty cool, he was at one of the Little League parks to throw out the ceremony first pitch. And you know what he did? He came in front of the mound, had his hockey stick, put the baseball on the ground. Boom! To the catcher. Strike three! Money, baby!
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, ain't it? So, yeah, good for him. Things are going well. The G-Knights still in a firm position as far as points and overall is getting in the playoffs. They're going to be okay for that. All right. Also, Jeff Van Gundy. Now, this right here. Look, everyone has their own opinion. LeBron James, along with his agent, along with Magic Johnson and teammates, they're very dysfunctional right now. Didn't think we would be able to see that or say that, but it's true. They were playing against the C's, and we know that LeBron's minutes are going to be cut back. He's still number one in the league in minutes overall, and it's been that every year as far as playing time. But they were playing against the C's, and Van Gundy, Mark Jackson, and company were doing the game. And Van Gundy said this about LeBron James.
And look, I think in the offseason, they have to rebuild this roster, right? And to me, it could be a trade with, you know, for an Anthony Davis, or I think they need to explore trading LeBron for getting as much as they can.
What are you doing? Seriously. No, seriously, what are you doing?
No, you got to get on the right timeline. If I could trade him for the Clippers into cap space, which would give me a better chance to get Durant or Kawhi Leonard, would I not do that?
Okay, LeBron James is not getting traded, okay?
You got to put everything on the
table. No, you can't. As a business decision, this man came to the Los Angeles Lakers. You got to – that can't be part of the deal, me trading you
Hold
a year
on.
Later.
All I hear from the players now is it's business. Everything is business. Well, if it's business, then I have to do what's best for my business. I'm not saying you definitely trade him. I'm saying everything's on the table to get this team better. Everything.
No. Okay, for one, if there was a foundation, okay, a base for the team, which is LeBron James, everything around it is now ruined, okay, because of the way things went with the brow. Anthony Davis going to be traded to the Lakers before the deadline. No, he's not, because you have to get the Pelicans to be a part of that, and they aren't. He may not even end up a Laker. There are other players such as Kawhi Leonard. Don't count out Kyrie Irving. He may end up teaming up with LeBron outside of Cleveland, where he'll be just fine. And a number of other big-time names coming out. You get the big cuz, up with the Warriors. Klay Thompson, he's a free agent coming out. KD in 2 years. So there's a number of big name stars that the Lakers could look at. But I'm sorry, Jeff Van Gundy, I love him. He is, him and Mark Jackson are the best two doing, being analysts on games. However, I disagree with him. No, you can't trade LeBron. LeBron, you can't do it. You just got him. And he's at the heel of his career. He's probably got maybe 4 more years at best. And this year, first year, he's not in the playoffs in a while. Aviators. That's our new AAA team, the Las Vegas 51s, now Aviators, new stadium. Well, guess what? Today, they are out at the stadium cutting grass. No, not the way a lot of us like to cut grass. They're actually putting their grass and soil into the land, harvesting their own way. So get ready for that. That's going to be cool. April 9th at Tuesday, opening day. I'll be down there for that and hopefully doing some other things with that fine organization, Don Logan, Jim Gemma, Ken and Johnson, all the rest of the guys, man. We love them.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be something else. Yep.
That's all I got. I'm just excited. It's awesome to see it taking shape.
Yep. And this right here is exciting to our own Kyle Busch. Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, start your engine!
The white flag's waved. One lap to go. Sponsored by Credit One Bank. Truex has it down to 1.4. And here comes the Candyman. 52nd career cup victory for Kyle Busch, Toyota, and Joe Gibbs Racing.
Get out the broom, boys.
Check your flag,
back,
baby.
Sorry, guys.
There it is.
Thank you.
Let you down last week,
check your flag.
That was a cool week right here, man. Thanks.
That's number 199.
Great work, man. A lot to be proud of this year.
Nice.
Great
check your flag. Year, how about that? Nice. I don't know how to ad-lib with the props in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Kyle Busch, number 18, gets a career win, number 199. He actually had some fun that weekend. I think he won on Saturday. And he's just killing it right now. That was in Phoenix, by the way. The Ticket G500 down in Phoenix. I had one more, I thought. Guess not. All right, what we're going to do here is we're going to get to our special guests after we take this break. We'll step away. We'll come back across the street. Our basketball guru, he gets it done. If you're talking basketball, three guys come to mind. Scott Spreitzer, Allen Boston. Boy, is he good. And this gentleman, Ken Thompson, he's across the street here on Power Play.
If you need service for your vehicle, there are only two places that make it extremely convenient for you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. They provide free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On your first visit, get 10% off up to $50. At your convenience, visit Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
If you're lucky enough to live near the Napoli's Pizzeria on Warm Springs Road or the location on West Sahara, you're in for a treat. During game time, these two locations are offering a one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for just $25.99. That's a huge one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for $25.99. And don't forget, whenever there's a football game on, beer is just $2 at Napoli's. When you crave great pizza, Napoli's Pizzeria is the place to go. For the complete menu, just click LasVegasPizzeria.com.
For Han Nakfi with Nakfi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. You want an attorney who does everything in his power to translate knowledge and experience into big bucks in your pocket. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Nakfi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
For the best Southern fixin' and soul food in town, you gotta hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken, been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also their candied yams, their collard greens. Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas.
Vivitree Medical Spa wants you to have the big, luscious lips you have always dreamed about. In just 20 minutes, you can have the lips you always desired, and for a limited time, when you buy one filler, you get Botox for free. Yes, that's right. No gimmicks, no fine print. Buy one filler and get free Botox. Get the lips to match your beautiful body and watch the heads turn. Call now, 702-749-7575 to schedule your appointment or visit SymmetryMedicalSpa.com. Symmetry Medical Spa. 749-7575.
Te habla español. Hey, this is Clay Baker, and if you bet sports, you need PropSwap. PropSwap, we're all using it. PropSwap is your opportunity to safely buy and sell active sports wagers. So if you were hesitant to bet the game and now believe in the team, PropSwap, that's your second chance. Open the PropSwap app and find a seller who listed his ticket. You can even buy listed tickets during the game. Did you make a bet too soon? Take a picture, sell it on PropSwap, and turn it into cash. Get the PropSwap app right away. PropSwap is the better's edge for sports wagering.
Back on the streets of Vegas, 315, feeling good here on a Monday. Seat Williams, Ari, he's got the ones and twos. Mike Hugh has got you up on Facebook at lvsportsnetwork.com, the website here at Lotus Broadcasting. We'll go more of that. We're going to try to drive some of those viewers back to my Facebook Live, which is Seat Williams at Facebook Live. This dude right here is everywhere. He's at Ken Thompson 87. He's a local sportscaster, and he's also a college hoop junkie. Ken Thompson, what's up, brother?
Seat Williams, man. Long time no talk, my brother. How are you doing, bro?
I'm doing well. It won't be long before we get you again. I'm hoping to maybe next week, maybe the following week, you know, because when it comes to basketball, college basketball, I mentioned this before the break, Scott Spreitzer, Allen Boston, Ken Thompson, with you on top, that's the three that I look for. And, brother, you know your college hoops. I can tell you that. You know your stuff, period. But college hoops, man, you sleep, you dream it, you wake up with it, you have nightmares. You're all about the college hoops, ain't you, bro?
I'm telling you, man, I've had some nightmares, especially against the spread over the last, I swear, say like the last week or 10 days, man. It's been like one of those, ever since BYU blew that 14-point lead against San Francisco, I mean, shoot, I can't catch a cold. Now, I did have Carolina against Duke because without, you know, Williamson, you know that, you know, Duke's going to go down. They're not going to be that same team, and Carolina should take care of business. Now, Duke hung around longer than, you know, than I thought, but they end up getting the win by 9. You know, Gonzaga, we get to see them out here, but again, you know, they cruise through this WCC thing like nothing. And, you know, with San Francisco bowing out early, I mean, what a BYU getting pummeled, you know, what are we looking at? St. Mary's maybe to hang within 15 in the final. San Diego could take them out. I guess they get the day off yesterday, but, you know, they win three in a row and blow out fashion. The old Toreros, your neck of the woods from San Diego coming in. So it's going to be good next week. It'll be great with the Mountain West Conference tournament. And then, of course, you know, getting the Pac-12 tournament, but the Pac so far down. I mean, you got Washington and maybe somebody else. I don't know. You know, Oregon teases and Arizona State teases. So we don't know if anybody really is worthy of getting an at-large outside of Washington. So, you know, the Pac-12 tournament way down in Mountain West. You know, I am proud of my buddy Craig Smith. He came over from South Dakota and has done a bang-up job first year there at Utah State. And I remember, you know, calling games for Long Beach State when I would go into Logan. See, I swear to God, that place, those kids were there like 2 hours before the game. They're all doing their homework. And then, you know, we'd go in there, Long Beach State. We had some good teams when I was calling the games. And I mean, they had the, you know, kind of like the show in San Diego State and the Rebellion here when they had it going,
right,
when they would get better crowds. But, man, I'm telling you, orchestrated cheers and chants. And one time I'm calling a game for Long Beach State, and they're all, like, doing this chant. I'm going, wow, that's so cool. And then they're like, pointing like it, like with almost like this chop going, you. And I'm looking around. And they're pointing at me, see? I'm like the only Long Beach State person, you know, like in all of Logan and stuff. And I'm going like, man, I'm kidding. And of course, we got burned by about 20 points there. Could never win there against Stu Morrow on the team. But I think Craig Smith is bringing that magic back up to Logan. So I think the Mountain West Conference tournament is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, two in, I think for sure. And who knows if Fresno State wins it? Do they actually get three? I don't know if they can do it. It's crazy. But so many of the other conferences are so far down, including the A-10. We talked about the Pac is just weak. I mean, so who knows where some of these other teams come from.
He's Ken Thompson. He is a local sportscaster and a college hoops guru. He knows his stuff. Kenny, all right, let's stay on the Mountain West here for the locals and those, of course, in this region. UNR, Reno, mm-hmm. top 20 team, was top 10, top 5 the majority of the year before losing – as you mentioned, to the Aggies of Utah State. Now they're in a situation where they're the number one seed. You got Utah State right behind them. You mentioned Fresno State, but San Diego State plays UNLV. UNLV, to my knowledge, recollection, tell me if I'm wrong, in the tournament, and I went to all those games during the Kruger years, the Rice years, on down the line, they never beat San Diego State. So even though they get the bye on Wednesday, they got a terrible draw at number five because number four is the Aztecs, and they can't beat them.
They can't beat them this year either. I mean, they lost by a point here. It was a game they had a chance to win, but again, settling for a three when you're down one, why do you do it? Don't understand it. Instead of driving to the rack, hoping to get a foul call, and of course got pummeled in the Viejas Center. Never really do well there. Nevada has trouble there as well, and you know, most teams have trouble against San Diego. Fisher really built something there, and Dutcher's doing a decent job keeping the home court advantage going. But, you know, here's Nevada's seat. I mean, you know, the Martin boys, to me, it's not even the Martin boys. It's Caleb Martin. If Caleb Martin's having a good game, that just sets up Caroline for some junk down low. But Caleb Martin, because he's got that range, he can nail the 23-footer. And if he's in a groove, Nevada's tough to beat. When he struggles, they struggle. Because Cody Martin's not a shooter. You know, Caroline's a good guy. I mean, you have Jazz Johnson, you have Thurman, you have Porter, you have, you know, Brown. Everybody thought this kid was going to be, you know, the McDonald's All-American kid that's going to come in and restore order and give him some depth. But, you know, he's got health issues and has really been, you know, anything but consistent. So, you know, Musselman's got a good squad, but I don't think they're as good as last year. I just don't. I mean, to me, unless Caleb Martin goes off, I don't see this team winning two games. I think they win their first game in the tournament, but I think they go down. I don't think they reach a Sweet 16, but again, it depends on matchups.
Ken, let's go to some of the other conferences. For example, the Pac-12, as we know it, not a good conference. In fact, the Mountain West could probably shave with them and hang with them. Mm-hmm. Washington, Arizona State, Utah, maybe Colorado. How many teams are coming from that conference, in your opinion?
That's the thing. I mean, we know Washington will get in at large if they don't win the conference tournament. Now, you've got some teams like Colorado and Utah and Oregon playing well. Oregon State nearly got the win at Washington, which would have really helped Tinko's team, but he lost four straight games in a row that were all within, you know, 3-4 points that they were either leading or tied in the last 3 minutes and couldn't come up with any of them. But Oregon's played really well. It just took them a while for Dana Altman to get past losing Bol Bol. That was just such a significant loss. It was big. But Pritchard's solid, and again, won't shock me who wins the Pac-12 tournament. And USC and UCLA, as badly as they played at times, they still have, when you've got a guy like Boatwright, I mean, they can get it together and win three in a row. So it's a weird conference. It's a down conference in football. It's a down conference in basketball. And it's getting ugly for Larry Scott in the Pac-12. They've got to find some answers there in the Pac. But, you know, we know Washington for sure. I would think ASU, but again, some luster off the win against Kansas because, you know, not the same team that we've seen in years past. Although when they beat them, Azubuike was there. So Kansas was at full strength. So, you know, a little bit of a good non-conference schedule. That's 2 years in a row that ASU has really excelled in the non-conference. And then, you know, kind of limped home when they get to the Pac-12 and then some bad losses. So I don't know if Hurley's going to be able to get there. But his old team, old Buffalo, his assistant coach back then, Oates, is doing a hell of a job there. So those Bulls, Murray State, and then you start looking at Gonzaga and Nevada. Like, those are still four teams from the smaller conferences that could surprise. But Houston, too, is another one that I really like with this Corey Davis, Armani Brooks. I mean, Kelvin Sampson's got a squad, and they're real close to being undefeated. They got jobbed in Temple in that first game, and then they lost a late lead at home against Central Florida. Otherwise, that team's unbeaten. And to go into Cincinnati that last game of the year and beat Cincy when, you know, Cincy's looking for home court revenge, that's just impressive. But, you know, Corey Davis Jr. got off big time. And when him or Brooks get going, and if both of them get going on the same day, and then you got Giroux, that team is top of the line as well.
Ken Thompson, our college basketball guru here on the show at his Power Play. All right, give us your front four as far as your number ones.
I hate to go ACC heavy, but I got to, you know, Virginia, and I'm going to say North Carolina. I don't know if Duke's going to be able to turn it on. I know they get the Z back. We'll see where they finish. If they don't make it to the final, in other words, if it's Virginia, North Carolina, you can pencil those two in for number one. We know out West Gonzaga's a number one for sure. Kentucky looked like they were getting back up there, and they're still good. They're still the ranked number four. They're there, but they've struggled in a couple of the games. They lost one, and they've really not played great Kentucky ball, but I'll tell you what, it's interesting, and the job that Izzo's done after Nick Ward went down, that team is unreal. I mean, Tillman stepped up nicely. I mean, this team, to me, is still dangerous. Tennessee is solid, but I did have Auburn. I'll finally get a pat on my back there because Auburn covered for me on Saturday. Bruce Pearl finally got an outright win without Wiley in the lineup, which was pretty good. But if I'm Michigan right now, I'm ticked off, man. I mean, how does Beilein, as great a coach as he is, how do you lose to Sparty twice without Nick Warden? They'd already lost Joshua Langford. I'm disappointed if I'm Michigan because I'm thinking I'm better than that. And LSU, again, the Will Wade shadow. And, in fact, Smart may not even be able to play because they didn't play him in the last game because those tapes, his name is implicated on there, and so he may not play. So all of a sudden, what was one of the best seasons in a long time for LSU since Shaq Ball was there, they may be, you know, one and done. You know, they're going to make the tournament, there's no question, but there's such a black cloud over the LSU program right now, it's sad.
I totally agree. Situation like that, because it makes you wonder, has a player that's been ineligible been playing? So what is that going to happen in the end? If you get down in the tournament, let's say you get to the Final Four, let's say you win it, are they going to take that from you too? So,
well, you know, and that's the thing too, see, because when you look at it, look, he's already played, you know, 28 games, 29 games.
Right.
I'm like, you know what? Yes, his name's implicated. Play him. It's not going to me, is there a difference? There's no difference really if you're LSU, although they can, I guess, come out and say, now that we know that his name was part of who Will Wade was talking about on these tapes from the FBI, and we have knowledge of it, if we sit him out, then at least we're abiding by what we know as a school. And so that may bode better for LSU penalty-wise down the line.
That's crazy. I mean, when you think about it, you can't – all right, I understand this. When you're cheating and you get caught, you know,
right,
you should be punished. But, dude, be careful what you say in your own house now, right, Ken?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Be careful, man.
And here's the thing. It's Will Wade and Sean Miller. Sean Miller is also subpoenaed for April 22nd. So these guys are head coaches. And we've seen, you know, four assistants already. We've seen the guys from the shoe companies. So – how long is it before we start seeing the guys at the top? And sure, Patino's not there at Louisville anymore, and he's one of these guys that's playing it. Well, I didn't know anything. Sure, you don't know anything because you tell your assistants you don't want to know anything. Just get me this guy. Get me that guy. That's basically what it is. And, you know, these guys know what's going on. And when you hear Will Wade on these tapes where he says, oh, well, we've gotten guys like that before for, you know, without as much hassle or for less or whatever, you know they've been doing that. So he was probably doing that at Virginia Commonwealth before he got the job at LSU. And this stuff's been going on for a long time. It's just now there's some of the guys that are getting caught and some of the other guys from the shoe companies and the assistants, when they're facing prison time, all of a sudden they're talking.
Yep. Ken Thompson on our show. He's a local sportscaster, also college hoop guru here on the show Power Play. Keep in mind, we're doing it here on Sports Radio 920 The Game. Also, Facebook Live, that is on the website of Lotus Broadcasting at lvsportsnetwork.com. We're doing it Facebook Live. Now, you mentioned Virginia, North Carolina, the Zags, Michigan State instead of Duke. All right, how about conferences? Which conference is probably going to be top heavy? Obviously, ACC,
for sure.
They got at least 8 or 9, right?
It's not even close. It's ACC. In fact, I was saying that they should put up a prop, ACC versus the other four Power 5 conferences, and I bet you'd still probably get more ACC money. Because when you have Virginia and Duke again, if Zion comes back strong, because I think Coach K, you know, he rested him. I'm sure he was ready to go in Chapel Hill and probably wanted to avenge that loss at Cameron when he blew out the sneaker. But they probably said, you know what, let's just hold back here and get you into the ACC tournament. If we win that, that's as good as beating Carolina in Chapel Hill. So let's not put you through the business there. And let's, you know, so again, but Virginia to me, outside of those two losses against Duke, again, they're that team that you look at Hunter, you look at Jerome, you look at Guy. I mean, this team is complete. And Tony Bennett, the one thing, when you know that you're the only one that lost to a 16 to UMBC Baltimore County, and you lose that game last year, sure, you got to wear egg on your face, but you can guarantee he doesn't have to use that coach's cliche one game at a time with his guys anymore. They know. So you're going to get their best effort every single game. Duke was a tough matchup for them. But Virginia, I mean, you look at the game against Syracuse last week. I mean, here it is 37-36. You look up, next thing you look up, it's 57-36 because they're a team that will shut you out for 4, 5, 6 minutes a game.
And that's what they do. They play defense. They shut you down. Every guy out there can basically rotate. They rotate. They play man, whatever they need to do. But they shut you down. They make you poo-poo in your pants.
That's right.
Hey, let's look at some of the last four in that you have and also your last four out.
Oh, boy. I can go to where they have all that stuff. But, yeah, when you get to the teams on the bubbles, again, so much is going to come into play as far as these conference tournaments. Now, I will say this, that Wofford, win or lose tonight against UNC Greensboro, they deserve to get in.
So will they get in,
no
though?
No doubt the Southern Conference would get two in if Greensboro beats Wofford, because Wofford handled them big time in both regular season meetings. But I think Wofford probably, you know, goes wire to wire, just like Gonzaga. They don't have to win their conference tournament, but they're that good. They're going to win their conference tournament. I would think the same with Buffalo in the MAC. So I start looking at these. But you've got some, you know, some surprise teams. You've got, you know, Bradley. How did Bradley get that done? I mean, that's just a great coaching job, and for them to win the Missouri Valley. So you've had some upsets, and you feel bad for some of these teams like Belmont. I'm not sure Belmont's in. I think they should be in, but again, you look and they don't have the great non-conference wins. You know, Murray State, John Morant, everybody wants the kid in, there's no doubt. But I said, if it's Belmont and Murray State in the finals of the OVC, you got to put them both in. So I'm hoping the committee gets it right there. I think they're teams like Belmont. Would you want to play Belmont if you're Florida State or if you're Houston or Michigan State? You don't want to play Belmont. I mean, that's a team that could take you out. Seton Hall, very impressed with the Hall getting it done down the stretch. And then there's teams right now that are trying to stop the bleeding seed. One of those teams is Marquette. Another team is Iowa State. There's another one in Iowa. These teams are going to make the tournament, but right now they're going in and they're playing less than stellar ball. So these teams, as big as they are, and a lot of these Power 5 teams and then Big East teams, they can get knocked out first round if they don't stop the bleeding now and get it together in their conference tournaments, at least to get a W under their belt and get a little momentum.
College Hoop Junkie, Ken Thompson here on the show, Power Play, rolling yours truly, Seat Williams. Keep in mind, you can check this live on the website here for Lotus Broadcasting at lvsportsnetwork.com. We're doing Facebook Live there. SEC, it's amazing. The best football conference in college. However, when it comes to basketball, what, do they get six? Do they get five in?
I would think, well, LSU to me is in for sure. Florida is the one that's right there. Remember, Florida won at LSU, and then they blew that game against LSU there at the end. But you know Auburn's in. You know Kentucky's in. You know Tennessee's in for sure. I mean, those teams, you know, and Bruce Pearl's team, when it looked like they were left for dead because they just had trouble winning inside the conference, all of a sudden they've gotten it together. And that win against Tennessee without Wiley in the lineup on Saturday, that was a big-time win for Pearl. That really solidified Auburn, got them as a five seed now. So, going to be interesting. SEC, they're dangerous. There's no doubt. Kentucky, you know, maybe the best thing that ever happened to them was losing by 34 points in the opener against Duke. All of a sudden, Calipari's like, I guess you guys aren't that good, you know, and Blue Ribbon might have it wrong. But lo and behold, they put it together, and they're dangerous. And so they blow out Tennessee at home at Rupp, but then they get whipped pretty good in Knoxville. So that let me show, right, you know, that showed me that there's two teams right there, Kentucky and Tennessee, that are definitely worthy of Elite Eight, at the least. I would think both those teams have a great shot at the Elite Eight. And again, Final Four just depends on matchups and, you know, how things work out, and hopefully you stay injury-free. Reed Travis is a big guy that was senior leadership there for Calipari, so he needs to have Travis at 100%. That's probably why he didn't play in the finale on Saturday. So, you know, but, see, I'm fired up, man. I mean, yeah, it's awesome. And the Selection Sunday is coming up on St. Paddy's Day. I mean, come on, man. It doesn't get much better than that.
Well, the Mid-American, the Colonial Horizon Summit, the Southern Conference and Metro, these are all underway today with their tournament play. A lot of the girls are going, too. I know the Lady Rebels, they play today as well. But for yourself, and we're not going to jump the gun because I'm going to try to get you back next week after the committee. Hopefully I have some time for you around this time next Monday in the slot. But right now, let's stay local.
Mm-hmm.
How many teams are coming out of the Mountain West?
And two for sure. Two for sure. That's all I could say. If Fresno State somehow wins it, or San Diego State somehow wins it, I think you get three. I don't think you can keep Utah State or Nevada out. Not out of the top 68. I think those two teams. Now, again, if they... I mean, it almost happened to Utah State, too. I mean, they almost lost at Colorado State right after beating Nevada and Logan. And Nevada struggled with Air Force after that game. But that'll happen after an emotional game like that. And, of course, with Caroline punching the fire extinguisher and all that extracurricular activity. Look, they're fortunate the NCAA didn't step in, because probably should have been some type of suspension handed out, but they said to the schools, look, you guys handle it. And, you know, Nevada's like, well, yeah, sure, we'll handle it. We'll suspend people after the season's over.
Right.
I mean, I can't blame them. I was like, you know what, right now you're in the heat of, you know, running with the team. You're trying to get new recruits in there. You're living off your seniors. You're living off the Martin brothers in Caroline. So, you know, you got to take that horse as far as it'll ride you. But Nevada and Utah State, to me, are in for sure. There's no question in my mind. I'd like to see them both at least, you know, make sure they don't get knocked out some fluky way in the first round. But San Diego State and Fresno State are dangerous. And look, UNLV is dangerous. I thought for sure the Rebels were going to lose against Colorado State because they barely beat them here on a goaltending call that they never led at Thomas and Mack. I thought, you know, it's senior day, Colorado State's going to get it together. And the Rebels took care of business and controlled that game right out of the gate. So, you know, Menzies, while being scrutinized, you know, throughout the season, and look, there's games that he's lost that I'm sure he'd go back and go, I don't know why we lost that game when we're winning these games. We didn't lose at the Pit where Nevada lost by 30. So there's some bright spots for UNLV. And again, you know, with Justin in there, you never know because he's an athlete and a different style player that gives you an X factor. So you don't know, but, you know, you start hearing all the rumors, whether it's Thad Mata, whether it's Patino earlier. You know, it's got to be tough for Coach Menzies to, you know, keep the Rebs focused. But they could put a lot of critics to bed if they ever won on their home floor and took care of business in this Mountain West Conference tournament. But like you said, they faced their nemesis, San Diego State, a team they just don't beat regularly.
Can't beat them. Too long. Ken, before you go, you got one for the listeners out there tonight on the hardwoods?
Yeah, for tonight, I'm going back to Iona. Iona over Monmouth. Had Iona last night, took care of business against a team whose home court it is, Siena. And Siena, of course, knocked out Ryder in the NAAC. That's a Metro Atlantic. So, yeah, that's my play is Iona's the biggest one for me tonight. So hopefully the Gales get it done, and maybe I can start catching some fire and making some money instead of just talking about all this stuff. Hopefully I can make some money. I was doing good earlier in the year all the way through the middle, but the last 2 weeks, see, if it was a fight, they would have stopped it. If, you know, I'm right out of airplane, man. I picked the wrong week to quit taking barbiturates, for the love of God.
You'd be saying, cut me.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Kenny. Hey, let the folk know where they can find you, my friend.
Yeah, right there. At Ken Thompson, 87, Sportex Radio local show here in Vegas. Been doing it for a long time. And I love the guys over at Lotus. Everybody there is just top of the line. And all those shows get me through the day. And as far as the sports world, you guys keep us up to date on everything. So hats off to you. See, you know, you've always done a great job. You're San Diego's finest that's been in Vegas longer than anybody.
Appreciate you, bro. Hope we can get you up next Monday.
You got it. Be blessed, brother.
You got it. Ken Thompson. That's at Ken Thompson, 87 on Twitter. Kenny is the man. I mean, he, like I said, three basketball guys that walk, drink, and sleep basketball. College hoops, Scott Spreitzer, Alan Boston, who is something else back on the East Coast. He's probably hanging up in Maine back with the moose and the reindeer. And then there he is, Ken Thompson at Ken Thompson 87. In case you're wondering, span the room here for the folk. You see lingerie everywhere, okay? It's not like we're cross-dressers or in drag or anything. We are just basically celebrating the closing of Victoria's Secrets. Just, they're on their way out.
You going to shed a tear right now?
Happening? I mean, I'm I love to shop. Like, for example, I shop for my girl. And if I get lucky somewhere else, you know, and my little mannequin, Monica, I get her stuff too. And it's a sad day. Victoria's Secret closing, man. So I grabbed some of the girls' gear and bought it in here just to pay homage. All right, we'll step away when we get back up in your face next here on Power Play.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to laugh, love, and live again. How, you ask? Symmetry Medical Spa is offering FemTouch. FemTouch is a medical, non-invasive urinary incontinence procedure that will control bladder leakage and tighten the vaginal wall. It only takes 2 to 3 treatments and only 5 minutes of your time in our office. Symmetry Medical Spa always offers free consultations, and for a limited time, you can receive $1,000 off. Easy financing. Lands are available. Call now, 702-749-5000. 1-800-875-5475 and ask about their free Botox special. Se habla español.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The 2019 Subaru Outback comes with road-gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet.
EPA estimated highway. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Driver is responsible for safe and attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See owner's manual.
SubaruLasVegas.com.
For the best Southern fixin' and soul food in town, you gotta hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken? Been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also their candied yams, their collard greens. Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to have the big, luscious lips you have always dreamed about. In just 20 minutes, you can have the lips you always desired, and for a limited time, when you buy one filler, you get Botox for free. Yes, that's right. No gimmicks, no fine print. Buy one filler and get free Botox. Get the lips to match your beautiful body and watch the heads turn. Call now, 702-749-7575 to schedule your appointment or visit SymmetryMedicalSpa.com. Symmetry Medical Spa. 749-7575. Te habla español.
Mike, can you pick me up? My car got towed for no insurance.
John, why don't you have insurance?
It's too expensive. I couldn't pay $125 a month and my insurance canceled me.
Why don't you call Freeway Insurance? I have the same car as you, and I pay half of what you pay. You could be saving hundreds of dollars a year.
Wow, Freeway Insurance could save me a lot of money. What's their number?
It's 702-727-3435. That's 702-727-3435.
Do they have an office close to me?
Freeway has offices all over Las Vegas.
Give me that number again.
It's 702-727-3435. 702-727-3435.
Freeway Insurance has really low rates for you. Tickets, accidents, or a DUI are no problem. They could even insure you without a license. They're that good. Call now and see how much you could save. 702-727-3435. 702-727-3435. Freeway.
Low-cost coverage your way.
Restrictions apply. License number 3274708.
Up in your face. Powered by Symmetry Medical Spa.
I'm going to make this pencil disappear. It's gone.
And now I'm going to have to kill this fucking clown.
What's that noise?
Oops. I farted. I didn't think you would hear me.
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
Back at you. Swinging at 342. Up in your face, folk. All right, let's get you started this way. Former running rebel Derrick Jones Jr. Remember him, the acrobat? His rookie season in the NBA, he was in the slam dunk competition. He is one of the most prolific dunkers of this time, okay? Yesterday, they're playing the Raptors. He's with the Heat now. And he did this.
Division with, after today's result, they'll go to 12-2 against the Southeast, 7-1 on the road against the Southeast. Oh, my! Play of the day for the Heat. Derrick Jones, a cloud piercer.
Unbelievable. He had to throw that in.
Now,
because it was off, the pass was away from the
keep him
basket.
Up. Here's the deal. He's a southpaw, so he's coming. Just to give you an idea. Derrick Jones is on a fast break. It's a turnover. Fast break. His teammate has the basketball. He's on the right wing. He's a southpaw. He's coming at an angle towards the key. So Derek is coming, and all of a sudden the dude lobs it, but it's offline. The ball is a good 10 feet away from the basket in the air. So Derek Jones has to go back with his one hand, his left hand, and grab the ball. You got to see. You got to go to YouTube and see this, how high he is off the ground. And then he takes the ball and he just, let me use this as a prop, okay? Takes the ball like this, and he dunks it. He dunks it, man. You talk about an alley-oop, a lob. You just don't see stuff like that happen. The way he did it is they're calling it the dunk of the year in the NBA. Seriously, that's how good it was.
Did you see the still where he is? I believe the caption is, he pulls off the Air Jordan better than... He looks just like the Michael Jordan Air Jordan logo from Nike.
You know, it does.
His whole legs extended and everything.
Because he spread. Man. And remember, he's a lefty. He's coming off the wing. You got to remember, this is in real time. Okay? He's doing this in a game. This is not, I got props, I'm going to do this dunk. If I miss, I get to go back and try it again. No, Derrick Jones Jr. has got to hit this out the park in one swing. And boom, got it done.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
Man. All right. Mine's all the way a different story. Mine's about tacos. You know how I roll. Everybody loves tacos, right? I've noticed that.
I love it.
I've really rarely met anyone that doesn't like tacos. Women, too. Especially ladies. So there's some game for you, folks, if you're listening. They say sushi, but I say tacos. You invite a girl out to some tacos. Mike gave me the thumbs up. And then feet's playing with lingerie.
Yeah.
So the story, this is from a couple weeks ago. Jeremy Taylor and his dog, Allie, got stuck in the snow February 24th. So they tried to walk out. The snow was too deep. And the sheriff's officials say he survived on Taco Bell sauce packets that he had. True story. It's an Oregon man and his dog. They were stranded for 5 days in an SUV. You know, they started the engine occasionally to stay warm, you know, and in spurts as well as they could survive. It was a 4Runner, Toyota 4Runner. And basically they got stuck in a fire service road. This is in Oregon. Taylor's 36. He told them that the dog... This whole time I'm reading the story, I'm like, all right, that's cool, but is the dog okay?
Right. I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you soon. Taylor told the officials he and his dog, Allie, slept in the SUV. Excuse me. They tried to hike out. The snow was too deep, and so they returned. So basically, he strategically did it, you know, between starting the engine, keeping it warm, and he was using the few taco sauces he had spread out, basically eating them to survive. He said, they said in a Facebook post, and then eventually they were able to find him on a snowmobile. They had to rescue him. It wasn't easy, but they got him out. The dog was safe. And this is what I scroll down to where it's like, I'm safe. My alley dog. And I'm like, no. And it says it's safe. Right. So yeah, they got out. And, on Saturday he responded to a comment saying, quote, Taco Bell fire sauce saves lives. Shameless plug there.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
This one right here is good. I could bring you in on this one, right? You know about marriage. Not again. I always like, not again. Every week you bring up the ex.
Hey.
Well, this
my
right
life
here
is so exciting.
This is not good, but it is good. Okay. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, and J-Lo, right? So he busted out that ring, that rock, that stone for her, that ice this weekend. Okay. So saw a picture of it, and I'm looking at the story. So not only did that happen, within 24 hours of that, Jose Canseco comes out. Jenny was his former wife, okay? Is it Jessica? I beg your pardon. Jessica is the former wife of Canseco. So well, Canseco comes out on social media and says, wow, it's too bad about J-Lo and A-Rod. My ex-wife told me that she's banging A-Rod. I mean, come on. How miserable do you have to be to try to put somebody on blast that's happy? The dude gets on a knee, which I'll never do, of course. It spends, I don't know how much that rock was. How many mil? Maybe about, how many stacks is that? At least 4 to 5, right? So he gives J-Lo the ring, does A-Rod. engagement's on. This will be her fourth, her fourth or fifth marriage. Her fourth. And A-Rod's been married twice. I think it's her.
I can think of three right off the top of my head, which is sad.
But in the end, though, Jose Canseco sitting around, he's like, you know, Jessica, she's banging A-Rod, my ex-wife. So let me go hit up on Twitter and make myself relevant because I'm miserable and ruin their little piece. That's all it is. I mean, what other reason would you do something like that for?
Maybe some publicity. Either way, it's pretty lame. Yeah. I'd actually give you more credit if you were trying to, you know, if there's like some tie-in, he's trying to sell maybe a dating app or something. Like, I would actually respect that more than just seriously wasting your time.
There's no reason to throw some dirt or some salt on somebody that is happy.
Yeah.
Unless you're unhappy, and that's the only reason he's doing it. You put him on blast. I don't know if it's true, but it is getting up in your face.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
Yeah, that's pretty lame. So wait, how did I tie into this? Who am I in this situation?
No, just asking because you've been married.
So what's the question?
The question is, how's the single life?
Nah,
that's all. Are you going to Victoria's Secret before they close?
I don't know. I better hurry up, right? It's kind of not exactly the kind of gift you can get ahead of time or re-gift.
It might be a payoff afterwards, huh?
Anyway, on to this story. Mike, I'm going to get to yours next time. Mike sent me a really funny one, but this is an interesting sports story. If you're on Twitter and you happen to be into sports, you might have even seen, you've probably been followed by former NHL player Zach Boychuk. Does that ring a bell to you at all?
No, I haven't. No?
All right, well, I got the follow 2 years ago. Now, unlike most people, I know how Twitter works. Usually this is something that, you know, some random person that wants to, you know, usually like a rapper or something like that, that has not much support. So they follow tons and tons of people. And then a lot of people obviously will then follow them back. And then they'll do like months later, they'll just unfollow a ton of people because the name of the game is having more followers, significantly more followers than...
Which is something I don't know or do.
Yeah,
right?
Genuine stuff is better, I think, more organic following. But in his case, he went ahead and took his little bit of fame. He played one year in the NHL. I'm sorry, he played a couple years. He had just like one big contract for $900,000. So this isn't a guy that's, you know, multimillionaire necessarily. So he grinds. So he follows, what was it, up to 900,000 people.
Whew.
He's following all these people and gets these followers, you know, following right back. So he's got 1 million followers almost. And then just out of nowhere, just a couple weeks ago, he unfollowed everybody but 92 people. Like after years, because I remember this guy. This was before the Golden Knights even came around. And
right.
I didn't know. So again, I didn't buy into it. I just thought, oh, cool. Hey, you know, whatever. Maybe he'll want to be on the show sometime. I don't know. So I followed him back. So he left all these people. So as I'm creating this story for today, I'm thinking about this guy's kind of a turd. As I'm reading more and more, I actually kind of respect the grind a little bit. Because a lot of people don't realize what he's doing, and that's on you if you don't know better, if someone follows you out of the blue like that. But what I did find out that is once you reach 50,000 followers, give or take, that's when you can generate actual income, get sponsorships. This guy got a sponsorship from DraftKings and another company, Victray. I mean, he's probably making like easily tons of money off of this. And really all it is just like it's like a fake like
account, like.
Not even, it's just the whole thing. He generated a fake buzz, basically.
I got you.
Because it begets more followers when you see someone having followers. So, I don't know. I started this off like with a negative thing to him, but now I'm kind of saying he did good.
Up in your face, in your face, in your face.
I would like to do that. I mean, I'd like to make some money off of Twitter.
Yep. All right, let me give you this one. This one right here is a little different, okay? Not so good the way this one turned out. The T-Wolves played the Knicks at MSG last night. Won the game 103-92. Okay, you know about James Dolan, the owner for the Knicks, okay? We got the sound for this. All right, during the course of this, the game's over. He's walking out. Remember, he got into it with Charles Oakley a couple of years ago. Oakley had him arrested. He had Oakley arrested. Well, this time around, there's a fan that's starting to heckle James Dolan, the Knicks owner. Give a listen.
Sell the team. Anything I can sell the team? It. You want to not come to any more games? What? Man, that's rude.
That's an opinion.
Yeah, no, it's not an opinion. And, you I'll enjoy watching them on TV.
Jeez.
Black. Bring him, yeah, him, hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
Hold him for Kevin. That's Dolan. He's saying, hold him for Kevin, a security guy here. So he's telling someone in the stands, a security dude and an attendant, to hold this fan for Kevin, his guy, so we could basically 86 him for the rest of our games. Because he said, sell the team. Dude's yelling, sell the team! Sell the team! Okay? Just telling the guy to sell the team. That's it. All he's doing is telling, he's having fun. He's not being reckless. He's not swearing. He's just saying, sell the team. In other words, so we can have a better owner for the New York Knicks. Well, so James Dolan doesn't like it. Hey, hold him for Kevin. So he's going to have this guy 86 permanently. What the hell? To me, for the dude that's going to be held by Kevin that got 86, he got up in Dolan's face.
Up in your face.
That's weak.
In your face. In your face.
How weak is that, man?
That's pretty weak. Part of me, it is kind of boss that you can just be like, hey, Kevin, get him out of here. But yeah, the reason's stupid.
It's bad.
And it's like, grow up. I mean, that's literally the person that pays your bill. One of the many, many people, you know, that fans. Fans are who does get you to that. You know, you own the team. So you would think, like, I would think the owner of a McDonald's, if he happens to be in a McDonald's store, would not yell at a customer about something, right? Because that's your bread and butter.
I don't think you have the right to say that if you want to say that, too.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
One of those situations.
I mean, I've heard a lot worse, right? Yep. Don't be so sensitive.
All right, I'm trying to find his final story. We got one more story here. This is a fan at a soccer game over in London, okay? So this fan runs out of the stands. It's Brignan, and this guy ended up getting 14 weeks in jail, a sucker punch. I mean, he really stole on a guy, where he runs on the field and does this.
The high anxiety off. There's an idiot on the field. This is disgraceful. A fan has run on and physically attacked Jack Grealish. An utter disgrace.
Disgrace. Utter. There you go. Anyhow, so this dude, he ended up getting 14 weeks in jail, which is 3.5 months is what it accounts to. He just ran on the field. He's not a streaker. You know, I mean, okay, if you want to run out there and show your junk, that's your game. Game on. But on the other hand, why are you going to run on the field and assault someone? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I'm going to guess alcohol had something to do with that.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Sure will.
Thanks to our special guest, Ken Thompson. Take him at Ken Thompson 87. We'll get him on next Monday. He says take Iona tonight. Also for Ari. He's got the ones and twos. Mike Yu. He's got the video going up on LVSportsNetwork.com. Doing a Facebook Live. I'm Seed Williams. And to Victoria's Secrets. Going to miss you, honey. Got to find another place to get my stash for the stalker and my
guy.
Mannequin, Monica. Remember, folk, chin's tucked low. I got mine low. Guards up high. See you on the radio. More of the show coming up next Monday. That's NBC 920. Power up. Power. Oh.